spray it for about 4 or 5 days where you're allowed to come up with some blind dogs and maybe a point up left to die. One boy said he lost 6 last year.
Goodness. Yeah, it's interesting. The birds are getting
well, now there you go. I think that's part of where quail goes. They've poisoned everything that's in there. They were over there the other day and we went over there. There was dead grasshoppers and all kinds of bugs and worms and everything you could think of. Well, them quails are going to eat a lot of them things, and I just have an idea to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else to do. If it comes away and wash that creek, I think that's a killer fish.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was listening to some men talk about spraying, I think green bugs is what they were talking about.
Yeah.
They said when you use a spray on those things, you have to wear a face mask.
There's some people that don't bother much, but you take a light-complected person and all, and you can just eat them up.
Well, I sure don't like it. I'm scared to death of that stuff. I think they were talking about pyrethrum. And they said it just cost like the Britons to get that stuff sprayed. I forget what crop it was that they were talking about spraying, but they said the people who spray it are scared of it.
Well, I'll just show you something else now. I said 10 years ago, 15, where they got propane and butane can come in here. And they used oil heaters for a while, and some of them using wood. That old boy left here, I just had to rent him out. He's old-timey. Never runs around much at all, and him and his wife would haul up wood, you know, and put in half the time getting wood and all that. They didn't have no electricity. I just kept a rim at him. I said, now, Bill, dadgummit, you're able to have electricity and you're able to have butane and propane. If you ever get it, why, you will never go back. Well, he finally tried her out. Boy, that's the finest thing he ever saw. Said it's a little bit high, but he says as long as I get the money to pay for that propane, they're going to haul it out to me.
Well, I can see what he means. You take the time that you spend getting wood, carrying it in, putting it in the darn place.
Well, shoot. I was burning wood here about 15 years ago, and it coming up, it's a bad spell coming on, and already there, part of it. And I was out of putting wood, and the woman thought she'd get out and help me carry it in. And she fell down on the porch. And her arm hurt her all night, and I said, well, we got to go to town and see what's the matter with her. And after she broke her arm, I told her, I said, Ma, get in the house and stay there. If I fall down and break my neck, why, you'll be better off. You stay in that house. Don't want you hurt. She stayed in the house. But I think that is a pretty cheap deal. I think got her arm set and all for $25.
Oh, gee whiz, yes.
That's a bargain.
You bet it was. My appendix out. It cost $190. And they darn near killed me at that. Darn operation went sour.
Well, I had a boy that had our oldest boy had appendicitis operation. He's 26 years old. I told him to go to the doctor. He's living right back over there. I told him to go, and he said, oh, I think I'll be all right. And he went and taken a dose of this old black dog, you know, the very thing he should have done. And then he had to go to the hospital and his appendix had done ruptured, and they didn't have all that stuff then, you see.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
That's in 39.
Yeah.